Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC. Well, last week we had the production of Our City in Old Lace, and now we have a great show coming up to the Webster City Community, Webster City High School, Premsa High Auditorium. It is entitled Puffs, if I'm correct on that. And with me is Stephanie Pace, who is the director of this. And Stephanie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's find out what this show is all about.
So this is a play about a certain school for witchcraft, and the students in there are, there are characters that you would recognize, a certain boy with a scar on his forehead, but the story is not about him. It's actually about the Hufflepuff house, the Puff house, and their experience during the 7 years at that school of magic.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I think you and I know who we're talking about.
Yes, we do know, but for copyright purposes, we're not supposed to say names.
Okay.
But we have Mr. Potter and Mr. Diggory, the headmaster, and McGonagall are all in there, but the primary focus is a young girl named Wayna, and she believes that she is also destined to do something great because she has a very similar upbringing where parents died, adopted, found out they had magic powers.
Mm-hmm. We're going to find out from some of the cast members about who they are, their roles, and so forth there, Stephanie. So if we could get one of you to come on over here for just a moment, please, so we can do an interview here.
Wayna!
Yeah, come on over here. Come on down, as they say. And I'll talk to you in just a moment there, Stephanie. Hi, what's your name?
Like, my real name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nettermeyer.
All right, now talk about your role on the show.
I'm this young girl who's always dreamt of being a wizard, and now she is one. So she's just trying to be this hero, but she's not a hero. So, yeah.
A hero, but not a hero.
Yeah. She tries to do things and, like, be special, but it never goes well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's find out a little bit about yourself. Now, what grade are you in here at the high school?
Ninth grade.
Ninth grade. Other than the theater, what else are you involved in?
I am involved in...
Very tough question.
I can't think of what it's called. Student council.
Uh-huh. How do you like that?
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Getting all excited for opening night?
Yeah.
We're doing this interview about another week or so before the opening coming up on November the 11th, but I hopefully get a good crowd here for the two nights of activity here. Thanks very much.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Welcome.
Now you're off the hook. Thanks very much. Let's find another cast member here if they can come on over here. So if we can get this... Oh, I like the shirt and the tie, and this is?
Anastasia Iverson.
Anastasia, let's tell us about your role.
So I play Harry Potter and a couple other characters in this play, and I'm also designing the set for the show.
So far, so good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And tell us more about what you're going to be doing in the show here.
So I play Harry, who normally is the main character of the certain franchise, but in the show, the show is not about him, so he kind of makes small little appearances. And then I also play another character whose name is Susie. She is one of the Puffs. Just a bunch of different small roles here and there, but it's been fun so far.
I bet it has. Now, let's talk about yourself for a moment. What grade are you in, and what else are you involved here at high school?
I'm a senior this year, and I'm involved in choir, group and individual speech, and I was in art club for a while.
And what's your future plans?
Next year I plan to attend college at UNI, majoring in fine arts with a ceramic focus, and possibly double majoring.
So a panther, from a lynx to a panther coming up next year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope to get a good crowd here for the next two shows coming up this weekend.
Yes, definitely. Hope to see everyone there.
All right. Anastasia Iverson, thanks so very much.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Who do we have next here. Let's get another one of the cast members. This is a person that I've been working with for the production of Arsenio Lason. He's one of the police officers coming right next to me, and this is
Hank Christensen.
Hank Christensen, fun working with you for Arsenio Lason. You're one of the police officers.
Yeah, it's really fun.
How do you like comparing this role with this one you're doing in Puffs?
Oh, this one's very different. One, I play a wizard versus, you know, just a normal police officer, and I think this one is a lot more. They're both comedies, but I think this one's comedy after comedy. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And let's find out a little bit more about yourself. Of course, you're playing the role in one of the police officers in Arsenio Lace, which was last weekend, but this weekend we're doing this Puffs performance. What else are you involved in at the high school?
I'm doing the play. I'm the Lynx mascot. I play Max. And then in the spring, I play tennis.
And what else do you like to do?
Well, during my free time that I have sometimes with both of the plays, I do homework and then I go to bed.
There you go.
That's
very busy right there. Hank, we hope to see you coming up this weekend for this production of Puffs. And again, thanks for being part of the cast of Arsenio Lace this last few weeks.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, who do we have next year? As we're getting some work just done with my police officer partner in crime, I think we can get maybe one or two more here. We have another student coming by. And your name is?
Caroline Ean.
Caroline, let's find out about your role in the show.
I play Olive Rivers, and I'm just like the smart girl of the three.
The smart girl of the three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of a nerd.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
No, nope.
Have you done theater before?
Yes, yep. I've done community theater and then high school theater.
Of course, I talk with the Hank here. He's my fellow police officer in Arsenio Lace, which we're doing next weekend. Now, what show did you did for WCCT?
Last year, I was in Murders in the Air, and then I did the spring musical, the Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Now, you're in what grade now?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. What else are you involved in?
I do cross country. I'm in choir. I just got into Allstate, which is kind of cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and then I do band, jazz band, student council. That's it.
But any future plans for college at this point?
I'd like to go probably to U of I and just do music, anything music.
Anything music. That's a wonderful course to take there at the U of I. But we're looking forward to the opening night coming up Friday night.
All right. Yeah, I'll be excited to see you.
Oh, sounds good. Thanks so very much. I think we have room for one more cast member. Let's do one more here because I know they're getting all set for some more work here. And if not, I can call back here, one of the cast members here, kind of busy. Why don't we have Stephanie? Stephanie, I think if we don't have time, we'll get one more here before then I'll get back to you here. And this is Luke. But Luke, what's your last name again?
Holberg.
Okay, from Duncombe, right?
No, here in Webster City.
Oh, here in Webster City, okay. Talk about your role.
So I play J. Finch Fletchley, who is kind of, at some point, invisible. Zach Smith, kind of jerkish coach. Then I play a friar who is a ghost, and I think that's about all the roles off the top of my head. And I also play Neville Longbottom.
Boy, you got a lot of things to do there, my man.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. But I think I'll be able to do it, and I bet I'll probably be able to make the crowd laugh since I've been proven to be able to do it.
And I know you probably do a good job at it. Luke, what grade are you in, and what other activities are you involved with?
I am currently right now a sophomore, and I am involved in WCTV, SPVG, and something I kind of do really outside the high school is like spend time with my family and sometimes doing art. It's kind of a pastime of mine.
I suppose media is in your future when you leave these hallowed halls in a few years?
That's not really my plan, and I might consider it as an option, but kind of said I'm serving the country and maybe flying is kind of what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, Luke, we're anxious to see you coming up this weekend for Puffs.
I'm kind of excited to, like, get back on the stage and seeing people I know and interacting with the cast I've known over the past two productions I've been, and see if I can kind of make this crowd laugh, see if it's not a tough crowd.
Yep, I know you will. Luke, thanks so very much.
You're very welcome, Mr. Powers.
All right. All right, let's hear one more time from Stephanie Pace here. Let's talk about how many's all in this cast and ticket information.
How big is the cast?
Yeah.
There are about 15 kids in the cast, all the way freshmen to seniors. Tickets are $5, and the show starts at 7, but the doors to the auditorium will open at 6:30.
All right, so doors open at 6:30 on Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th, only two shows. And if you want more information, then simply call the high school at 832-9210.
Yes.
Stephanie Pace, thanks so very much.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing everybody.